This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With schools getting ready to finish up for the year, teachers and administrators in a lot of districts are already planning for the fall. Plans that might include technology, laptops and tablets, one for each kid for the very first time. It's true what they say, you know, that technology really can change everything. So Marketplace's Adrian Hill went down to Vista, California in San Diego County to see up close and personal what happens when you give iPads to a bunch of middle schoolers.
When Vita Middle School got a grant to hand every one of its 680 students an iPad with a free 4G connection, parents were nervous. Here's Principal Eric Shigela.
We have a large population of students who walk, and so the fear was you're putting a $700 or $800 device in my 11-year-old's hand, and they have to get home.
So Shigela talked to the local police officers and hit the streets in the working-class neighborhood around the school.
We had to talk to pawn shops and other places to make sure that they knew, hey, the school has these. So if you start seeing iPads all of a sudden show up, it's because they're probably stolen. Can you contact us?
The Vita in Vita Middle School is the Vista Innovation and Design Academy. It's a one-year-old magnet school that replaced a struggling school called Washington Middle. Shigela describes the architecture as Cold War-ish. Long rows of classrooms, outdoor hallways, all with a fresh coat of paint and regular appearances by the new school's mascot, a shark. The old teacher's lounge has been turned into a makerspace called iStudio. Today is building day. A class of sixth graders is hard at work, creating models of carnival attractions with wood blocks, cardboard, plastic containers. Those models began as designs on their iPads.
We're making a haunted house.
Cool. What will the glass bits be?
So we're going to make
broken CDs.
Broken CDs, but we're using it as broken glass.
That was supposed to be like this ride that spins in the middle, spins to the pegs.
The spinning ride also involves sprinklers, a concession stand, sharks. It's very ambitious. Traditional classes have also been transformed by the technology. William Olive has been teaching history for 27 years.
We now have students look at historical dilemmas and be problem solvers. How would you interpret that?
He helps students use the tech to explore and create. And many of his students didn't have that access before. Not at school or at home. A third of the students in the upper grades here are homeless.
For instance, I teach a junior Model U Nations club, and 13 of the 19 students do not have a computer or printer at home. And for them to have access to an iPad is revolutionary.
They research, they create presentations, they have a whole new set of questions about the world when they come into class. Everything from the South China Sea to the Sudan.
It gives them more of a level playing field. It also helps their families, because their families now have access to technology and are beginning to understand it.
But as we learn from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. I sat down with a group of sixth graders, Isaac, Sydney, and Destiny, to find out how it feels to be handed a tablet.
I felt really nervous because my parents hadn't paid insurance for the first week, so they're all pressuring me, don't drop it, don't lose it, don't give it to a friend, don't do anything with it, just work.
I definitely felt both excited and nervous. I was nervous because I was wondering how much we're going to use this, am I going to bring it every day? Like, how am I going to schedule what I'm going to do with my iPad?
Right now, we're going through a really difficult time at home, so it's like I really can't afford to lose it or do anything like that, because then we would have to pay, even though I have insurance, we would have to pay some.
Principal Shigela feels a new responsibility, too, one with a bigger price tag. How to keep this all going?
Our richest kid and our poorest kid, there is no difference in access and opportunity for learning for them at this point.
The grant from a group called Digital Promise and Verizon lasts only 2 years. After that, they get to keep the iPads, but they lose the free 4G connections.
I'm scared to death. Yeah, it's been such a blessing. I don't think our kids could imagine not having access.
Now he says district and city officials are working on a plan, some plan, to keep the access and expand it to even more kids.
Go Vita!
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
There are all kinds of things that happen when you give a kid a laptop. We made an animated video about some of them, which is, if you ask me, pretty good. You can check it out at marketplace.org.